Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, see they ain't ready for us. Yeah, I was watching Roots today. They ain't ready for me. Thinking about Kunta Kinte and
some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
It's in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that loud pack, of the mid of that Keisha, and everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at, and I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented, coming down in grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we candy. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism, to they feel, to they drop, to this Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules, and everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth, live a room, I just speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
When I started days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud, they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet, doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
you know, to be a part of that and check and see what's happening. Ballhead Fred, he'll be showing 1973's classic film, The Spook Who Sat by the Door, this coming Friday. And that will be happening, of course, at 6 to 9:30 p.m., Cleveland State University. That's 1899 Euclid Avenue, main classroom building, large room 136. And, of course, care of the Black Studies Panther Education Committee. I'm thankful to be on the CSU Advisory Board, so please bring your family to this film showing where Fred, hey, this big film showing on the big screen itself, hey, it's where Fred promises radical discussion. So, you know, I just wanted to throw that particular part out there and let people know what's going on, and I'm very thankful. And with that being said, maybe, just maybe, I should get into something from this brother. I'm thankful that I'm being heard. He even went out there and, you know, did a few other things. So if I'm going to do that particular thing, maybe I should let people know that also tomorrow, Spitboxers, 8 p.m. to midnight at 3327 West 32nd and 2nd. Off West 25th at City Break Studio. Written, Breakers, Graph. Those are the battles that will be going on, and a Money on the Wood MC battle. Last week, Soulja Boy from the Mo Thugs family. Tomorrow night, Immortal Thugs. That's, of course, featuring Lazy Bone's younger brother. So at least I'm letting you know a couple of things. Get back with the story, too, in just a moment. But I think right now, maybe I'll get a chance to start things off and play something from, of course, as a matter of fact, I might get a chance to play a track. It's just not happening right now on my end. So what I'll do is I'll hit you off with something on this fact and be right back with you shortly in just a few moments. This is, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, and just enjoying ourselves right now. And we'll be right back with you shortly.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fam. Wish fam. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings. 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman. I'm in a Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops? Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight. So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words. He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing. General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twine jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line, yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gun down over mufflers in a pop can. 25-minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right. They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum-rushed Heritage Park in E.C. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot. The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. Touche. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. The system's too shady. Still, I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. There's all the pigs in my city, just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one, no one up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on all top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, standing out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pigs ever did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beef? And as we get things together, I want to say thank you so much. There's a lot of things going on right now. Still getting news stories together. I'm looking at that 216703 phone number, 242 phone number, and the 216703 phone number. Just two different sets of 703 phone numbers. Before I do anything else, let people know if they choose the E period, A period, T period network. That's Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Check them out on Facebook. Just type in that E period, A period, T period network. If you want to, always check out that Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. period Junior profile picture of the sheriff's hat. And as a matter of fact, before we get to, of course, I want to know what's going on with 216-703, who's been very patient.
Black House Sound, what's up with it, Mr. Al Porter, man, out in the street?
I'm having fun. I'm having fun tonight.
Man, you always sound like, you know, you're on the political process and you out in the streets and, you know, you working hard. But if people don't know, it's hard work. And from what I'm learning as trying to be a businessman with Black House Sound, when they come to doing entertainment, and I could just imagine what politics together is like.
Wow.
Crazy. I know that's very crazy. But the reason I called in tonight is to let everybody know this Saturday, well, last Saturday, Black House Sound, we did a video in East Cleveland.
Yes, on page.
We did a video. Hopefully tomorrow night, everybody, y'all will check out the video. If not, I know at least from tomorrow night to Friday, it should be posted up on YouTube. Next Monday, I have more information, but if you look up Black House Sound, you will see our three other videos. Black House Sound, for the last 8 months, been coming out of our own pocket to make stuff happen for ourselves. So if you local artists and no one is helping you, I'm giving you advice right now. You need to help yourself. So that $10, $20 that you waste on, whatever you waste on, start adding it up and start getting with folks, as Al Porter, man out in the street, say all the time, network with folks and make stuff happen for yourself. At the same time, I'm just calling in to support this station, because this station been very good to Black House Sound. So I just want to tell every local artist, you can do whatever you want to do. it will always be stumble blocks and things in your way, but you still can do anything that you want to do. And if you don't believe me, just look at Al Porter and what he's doing right now. If you knew him 10 years ago to now, you will see that I'm not lying. And if you know Blackout Sound, for right now, we at the bottom. But I guarantee you, we will get to the top some way, somehow. I have faith in that. Yeah.
Hey, you have faith, and I appreciate what you just said to people about spending money on yourself, as well as the fact that you filmed your video right where you came from. I can say I appreciate that, and I'm going to give you at least 1 minute before I go to the other two phone callers. Why was it important for you to film in East Cleveland? Because you could have chose a lot of other landmarks.
Well, East Cleveland was very important. For one, I come from East Cleveland. When my grandmother, not to go in history, I'm going to say it real fast, took custody from my mother, because my mother was one of them type of people that was strung out on crack. My daddy wasn't right, so my mother took custody of us. When we came to East Cleveland, it wasn't all that, but I tell you, coming from Garden Valley to East Cleveland, it was heaven. And I saw, like, parks and duck ponds and people that cared about people, and what it looked like now. It looked like Garden Valley before they just tore it down and start rebuilding. I don't know how the Garden Valley landmark is now, but what I do know, I know East Cleveland is going down in the ruts. I know that the parents is not really keeping up with the property that they own, and they not doing what they need to do, or they probably don't have the funding. I apologize if I'm stepping on anybody that don't have the funding, but for the ones that do, you know what you're doing to our community. And then on top of that, it give the children this mindset, I can sell dope anywhere. It look fucked, well, messed up. Excuse my language, messed up. And I apologize once again, because I know it's a clean show, but where it looked messed up. That's just how much I care about the situation. So we went on page, and we did a video this Saturday, because if you go to page right now, 2-3 years ago, it was apartment buildings up. About 5 years ago, they remodeled the apartment buildings, made it I ain't going to say state of the art, but they made it decent enough for low-income people to come in and try to have a normal life. What end up happening will always happen. Like I say, when the community is misled, people think that they can make easy money right in front of your door. Before you know it, you have abandoned buildings. Once the buildings become abandoned, it's no life on the street. What happens after that? Arson and things of that nature. So we did that video because there's a building down full of bricks. Then it's buildings all around it that's condemned. So I wanted to show that it's a war out here, not just with gayness, not just with dope, not just with all that, a lack of education of when you own something, or your mother, your father, grandmother owns something, you need to keep up with that. And if everybody thinking about what the government throw us, how to survive every day, then maybe we'll let our land go to waste, and we'll let the dope dealers sell dope right in front of our house because we want to get high with them, or whatever the nature is. This Black House Sound, your legacy. Remember me. Black House Sound. Thank you, Mr. Porter.
Thank you. And I'll be playing something else for him as well shortly that he might enjoy. I really do appreciate what he had to say. Of course, before I get to that 216-242 phone number, and the other 216-703 phone number, give me about 2 minutes to at least say that where were you last year? Now, 2 months ago, we spoke on Councilman Polensic, Jeff Johnson, and Zach Reed, who complained that City Hall didn't care about the neighborhoods. Now, we spoke on the fact that last year, all three supported, unequivocally, Mayor Frank Jackson in his reelection bid instead of playing hardball and threatening to back his rival in exchange for better inner city quality. Now, imagine how insane it was to hear Councilman Polensic threaten extremely adversarially budget hearings if quality of life issues go unaddressed. Now, the councilman said just last week that Mayor Jackson's administration should focus less on beautifying downtown for the 2016 Republican National Convention and more of quality of life issues in the neighborhoods. Now, Polensic's glad to have the Republican National Convention, but not at the expense of our citizens. Now, Polensic called it a tale of two cities, one being downtown and the adjacent areas with new parks and improved services, while at the same time, outlying neighborhoods have to fend for themselves with unsafe streets and violent crime. Even Zach Reed complained that the city found money for a chandelier. But before I say I really feel sorry for the councilman, I would rather say that I feel sorry for council people who last year didn't recognize or ignored the facts of their neighborhoods being slighted in the first place. So it's don't cry now. No need to cry now. Everybody needs to know your job if you're going to be council person or what have you. At least start to think ahead. I promised you 2 minutes. With a few seconds left, I just want to say Debonese Bird, songstress, R&B diva, who is, of course, called into this show to share information. She will be singing with her band at the Racino this Friday at 9 p.m. Have a chance to go down there, go on to the Racino to, of course, back up another artist who is called into the show and enjoy his performance by the name of Richard Lucky. So it's nice when you see these artists go on and do some other things. I want to check out, because they've been so patient, 216-242. How are you doing?
I'm blessed by the best. This is McCall Baker again from OGC Records. You know, I mean, one thing I want to communicate to everybody that's listening, you know, just because you come from a rough background don't mean you have to, you know, live like that for the rest of your life. You know, I come from the bottom, but I work my way up to the top through hard work, through prayer and dedication. You know, like sometimes you got to step outside the box and, you know, step outside your comfort zone to get where you're going. You know, nothing in life is going to be easy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like nothing in life is going to be easy. Anything you want is worth having. We got to get out of the mindset of selling drugs and robbing and stealing and thinking that, you know, young ladies, that y'all got to sleep with this guy because he got money. Life don't work like that. Work hard for what you want. And if you work hard for what you want, you will see, you know, like the results, you know, set weekly goals. Like, you know, one thing I remember, you know, I would sit down with my brother on Sundays and, you know, we would write out everything that we were going to do for the week and we would have it, you know, planned out, you know, start mapping your life out, you know, because nobody in life can really stop your progress but yourself. 5 years from today, if you're not successful, it's because of something that you did. It's because of something that you just sat back and allowed, you know? You know, like
right.
one of my jobs is I work for the Cleveland Browns, you know, down at the Brown Stadium. I make sure I greet every customer and make sure they feel like they're part of a team. You know, I make them feel like they're wanted. You know, you got to step outside the box to get what you want out of life, you know? And once we get out of that mindset, I think we'll be better as a people.
Man, I appreciate that because just like the last caller said, I appreciate the fact that instead of them just leaving out, they brought a video right back in, and they've been talking about basically speaking on Black House on improving their area condition and doing other things and coming from a rough background and making some positive things happen. So to have a follow-up call just like that, I can say I really do appreciate that mindset and train of thought. And that goals, those goals are so important because that's how I live, basically speaking. I have to now write things down. It has a lot to do with me being old. But I have to write things down and have a plan because you never want to forget or roam around aimlessly. So I appreciate that. How can people get in contact with you or the movement that you're on?
Well, the best thing for you guys to do is come down to the Brown Stadium on game day. Whenever they have a home game, ask for McCoy Baker, and I'll help you out.
Now, see, that's what we'll do, man. I appreciate that very much, man.
No problem.
All right. And I do appreciate it. We will talk to you just shortly. Yeah, I think you'll enjoy a few other things that you hear. So thanks again. And here's what I want to put out there to anybody. If you hear something else that you'd like to add in conversation-wise or what have you, and you hang up and call back again, I will do everything I can to get you back in because this show moves so fast, and you might have something else that you want to add in. I do want to throw out a note while I have a little bit of time that, of course, is the Art McCoy Radio Show, which airs on Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And that's, of course, at WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And I want to take the time, since I have not given out the number to this show enough, and just say that 646-478-0944, you can use that same number that you're using this evening for Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Hood Talk Radio, where my man Emax and the Mindset deal with international politics broke down to a local level. And you can use that same number of 646-478-0944 for Hood Tunes Radio, Saturdays at 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Music Business 101 with my man Emax the Image. I do know I've left this other person on there for a little bit. 216703, how are you this evening?
All right, what's going on now? This is your boy Emax, man. Just listening in and making sure everything running smooth tonight.
Man, I appreciate that because, you know, as a producer, a lyricist, a person who I'm going to ask you because I haven't really had the chance to ask you on air, you know, being like the main man from Varsity Music, the brother who at least allowed other people to come into this particular field, I need to ask you, what caused you to, quote unquote, you know, want to get into radio, especially the internet radio field?
Well, basically, I saw an avenue to promote not just my music, but other artists and everything. A lot of people are stuck in a circle, you know what I'm saying? There's a million radio stations out here, and, you know, if you got music on there, or if you do, you very rarely hear them. A lot of people like to play their selves and their friends. So it's like my group got a radio station and all you hear is our music to my homeboys. And that's really like, that's what you do. You got that prerogative, but to be on the level side of the playing field, you know, it's a whole city of, you know what I'm saying, greatness that, you know, needs to be heard. So I just found a passion to, you know, let other people's voices be heard, not just my own. That was the way to go.
I feel you on that, and I appreciate it. I also want to thank you very much because even as things happen tonight, by my becoming a part of this family at Varsity Music, especially the Hood Tunes, Hood Talk Radio show and format, I just want to say thank you for a life lesson of teaching a man how to fish for himself and constantly learn and advice. And I'm going to give you a minute on why is that so important for you, for as people learn something or what have you, that it's important for you to impart knowledge? Because a lot of times people in our area are too selfish to, you know, to teach somebody something.
Right. Well, one of the reasons is because I believe, just like the gentleman said before myself, you know, whatever you get out of your life is, you know, if you don't get what you're looking for out of your life, is because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? You can't blame nobody else. You know what I'm saying? I had mentioned it once on my own show that some of the things that I didn't achieve in my life is because I made a choice, and the choice that I made was to run the street. You know what I'm saying? I didn't realize while I'm out there hustling, trying to get it, I already had it. And it took, you know, a lot of trouble and this and that and the other and hard times in my life, basically, to come to the epiphany that I already had what I was chasing. So, you know, it's one of those things that sometimes you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And when you get to that point in your life, you can't beat yourself up. You just got to pick up your bootstraps and start from where you are and just go in from there. And you'll see how life changes too. So that's basically what I did. And I offer that as advice, to just look in the mirror and say, I love you, and begin from right there. Forget what happened. Let's start on what's, you know, going to begin, because that's the most important part, where you're going from now instead of where you came from. You know what I'm saying? I used to say that back in the day. It ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. So,
for real.
Live that life.
Oh, man.
So, you know what
I appreciate that phone call. This one.
That's what's up,
pal. I do, man. All right, and thank you very much. And, of course, that voice that you hear right now is the same one that you can hear, which I was telling people that, of course, Hood Talk Radio and, of course, Hood Tunes Radio. So definitely check him out sometime, and I appreciate you phoning in, brother.
All right, thanks, Al, man. Feel love. Peace.
No problem. Peace. And as a matter of fact, before I get to the 216-389 phone number, I just want to throw out, like, something that is very interesting that I do need to let people know of, the update, because everybody knows that, well, we've been talking about it a little while. East Cleveland, Ohio, where we spoke on a federal judge ruling that Providence, Rhode Island camera company that was brought out by Tempe, Arizona's American Traffic Solutions was owed $638,000 on years-old bills from East Cleveland. Isn't sure how they'll pay it, which leads us to tomorrow at 4 p.m. You know, on the ballot of Cleveland and Mayfield, vote yes to get rid of the illegal red light, speed light cameras. The cameras are illegal taxation without representation. So if you don't argue in front of a judge at a municipal court, but you have to face a hearings officer who works for the city, so bring your tent, lawn chair, food, marshmallow signs to East 71st and Chester, which has one of the most notorious speed traps. That's at 4 p.m. tomorrow. That's 4 p.m. tomorrow. So I know you all probably said, I didn't think he was going to give that much information here and there, but why not? And before I go to the phone line, free CCW, carrying concealed carry permits. Violence Against Women's Coalition will be hosting, in partnership with Recoil Gun Club, free training only during this month of domestic violence awareness. The Department of Collateral Damage are looking for, of course, 100 women, the first 100 women to sign up. You can email TWONBILLINGS70@yahoo.com. That's TwanBillings70@yahoo.com. Or you can call 216-240-0135. All Out Riders, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, the sponsors. And it's sad that women have to be trained on this, but if people haven't paid attention, this has become one of the most dangerous areas for women that I've ever seen. I'm going to go up and see what's going on with this 216-389 phone number that's been very patient. What's going on out there?
Good evening. This is Christian Clark representing Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. Here's your weekly sports report, better known as The Pulse. In the NBA, LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers beat his former team, the Miami Heat, in a 122-119 victory. The game was hard fought, and the game ended up going into overtime. Kyrie Irving didn't play due to a minor injury. Therefore, Kevin Love stood up and took his role. In the NFL, the Browns played a fabulous game versus their rival, Pittsburgh Steelers. We won 31-10, and after the game, the fans cheered for your country. Our defense was impeccable while only allowing one touchdown, which came late in the fourth quarter. The Browns are the real deal in my eyes, and we have a chance to make a playoff push. Today's sports history. In 1903, the Boston Red Sox beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 3-0 in the first modern World Series. In 1960, the World Series ended on a home run for the first time, which led to a which led to a Pirates victory over the New York Yankees. In 1998, the NBA canceled a regular season game due to stoppage for the first time in 51 years. Here's your weekly sports report. Now, back to Al Porter, the man in the streets.
Oh, wow. I thank you so much. I'm going to ask you, man, since you called, what is your feelings on this particular Browns team so far this year?
I believe that they are a good team, and I believe that if we can control the trenches, which is the offensive line and defensive line, I believe that it's hard. It's hard for us to stop because if we have the run game going, the run game sets up for the play action, and the play action therefore sets up for touchdowns. So, I mean, at the end of the day, if we can do that, it's hard for people to beat us, and I believe that we actually have a legitimate chance at making the playoffs this year.
I believe that second part definitely on the playoffs this year, so it is a wait and see. I appreciate you very, very much for calling in every week. Anybody you'd like to send out any, like, shout-outs to or anything like that?
Happy birthday to my granny. She's turning 80. This Saturday coming up, and she's here with me today visiting Cleveland, all the way from Florida.
That's beautiful in itself. So definitely wish her a happy birthday.
Ooh,
on behalf of course, man in the street. Hey, and it seemed like there's a major party going on, so I have to find something to send out even by the end of the show to her. All right. Thank you all for calling in and representing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. See, it's a family affair out there. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at this long-distance phone call coming in from area code 832 with a 265 on it. I might have to take some time to definitely get to you all for at least a couple of minutes. But before I do, I just want to throw out there and say real quick, DJ E-Max did his thing at the OPN Bless the Mic Night, which was hosted by Chris Bleek, featuring a Bless the Box Cypher Battle at OPN People's Community Center at 15453 Euclid Avenue. Last Friday, it was the ladies' first All-Star Cypher, where Lady Mattress won the belt. Summer, T, Mandy Malone, Blue Flame, Indica, Chocolate Cake, hosted by Poison Ivy. One thing, whenever you throw an event of any kind, no matter where you are or who you are, always follow your rules. Now, if you follow the rules that you announce, stands out. I will also say that the OPN Honors that was slated for this Saturday has been postponed because they want to make sure that everything is on point with that. But definitely the OPN, oh, wow. The House Fire Relief Fund and Concert Benefit Cabaret will happen October the 24th at 9 p.m. And too many artists on that bill to mention. I might take the time maybe the week before, but too many artists to mention on that bill. The phone number for that is, of course, 216-346-8652. And I might have to sneak in on that bill. And, of course, Friday, November 28th, the OPN Entertainment presents the Hip Hop Workshop Tribute hosted by U.S. Urban Survival's Dollar Bill. Chairman Earn is proud that the workshop started in East Cleveland and still claims its history. Have to do that. Anything else would be uncivilized. And before I go to that 832 area code, still letting people know different other things they could check out should they choose. We'll start by saying Black on Black Crime Incorporated, where we meet every Wednesday, 14715. Euclid Avenue, and that's Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., 44112, yes, we're in the storefront there. And, of course, if you're looking for some nice radio programming, SOTC Radio tonight, 1 a.m., 89.3 FM, WCSB.org, 216 Radio, Saturday, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM, WCSB.org. So without further ado, what's going on with that? Of course, 832 area code 265.
Hey, how you doing? I'm wonderful.
I'm doing just wonderful. What about you?
Just taking it easy, taking it easy.
What's on your mind this evening?
Well, I just called in just to see what y'all was up to, see what the good news is in Cleveland.
I will say the good news in Cleveland is, well, I'll get to that in a little while, but people are finally starting to say, instead of following just the one-party rule or what have you, because, you know, we've been democratically controlled for years. We have been.
Yeah.
But with our school system, taxes, quality of life, you know, you have to ask, like General Donald Walker Brown has asked, how's that worked out for us? When you vote for the party instead of the person, you end up getting, well, sometimes shafted, because sometimes people can end up being corrupted by too long in one position and not being questioned on it. So that's one of the things that we've been on in our area right now that I'm proud to see for the first time in a long time that we are beginning to get out of that mindset, because nothing should be too easy. You shouldn't look at a name and just say, oh, that's so-and-so. They deserve to be on that just because their name is. But
yeah.
What's going on for you and your thoughts?
Well, I would have just mellowed out, just taking it easy. I didn't really want to have like a discussion type of thing. I just want to listen. Then I come in tomorrow. Matter of fact, let me ask you this. What happened with the OPM? I mean, what is it? What is the OPN? What is it called?
Oppressed People's Nation?
That's what it is? Well, I've been seeing the different people on Facebook. Okay.
That's what
so
it is. Stands for.
How did he do? He did good?
As sound man, DJ, Emax is displaying skills that I didn't even realize. That man as a DJ can pump up some sounds. I can say
that.
He has an excellent ear for music. So I'm very thankful for that, and I feel like that was one of their smartest decisions, was to grab him and allow him to do one of the things that he does best besides just singing and producing and all that type of stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just sit back in the background and listen. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, no problem. Thank you so much. And we will continue to, of course, always promote what you do. So thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, now I have to put myself in almost, I was going to put myself in mellow out mood and everything like that. So I might have to, but I needed to play this one track since he's, of course, playing this film for everybody. I mentioned the name of Ballhead Fred, the film that will be at, of course, Cleveland State University, 1973 classic, The Spook Who Sat by the Door. Did I mention it's free? Large Room 136, 1899 Euclid Avenue at Cleveland State University, 6 p.m. Well, it's 6 to 9:30 p.m. because there will be a discussion afterwards. I think I should play this film, this song for Ballhead Fred.
Throw my hoodie on for this. Yeah. BHP. Check it. Yeah.
It's time to kill Whitey, the rape for his own. Let's go and find Zimmerman with the hoodie on. This is hardcore rap, nigga. This ain't soft, creepy ass crack. I need his fucking hair blowed off. He's a thug, that's the white media told ya. But little Drake is a young black soldier. White power government trying to get rid of us. They keep on profiling us because they scared of us. They keep on testing us. They catch us while we ain't looking. He shot Trayvon. He couldn't take our ass whooping. He took a stand. Zimmerman ain't no fucking man. Talking about he ain't no cracker. He's a Mexican. Damn. I can't take it anymore. Get you black in this country, nigga. You're at war. Let's settle the score. We need a black military. If we violent to these pecker woods, we got him real scary. Fear of a black planet. They just a bunch of fags. They can burn a cross, but I'll burn your flag. Zag. Yo, let's put the pressure on them. If you see that motherfucker do a drive-by on them, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. truth. I put the message out there to the black youth. I wanna shoot Mr. George when I see him. When the infrared beam him, and you're gonna have to clean him. Wouldn't wanna be him. Nigga pass the shovel, niggas killing each other, but they ain't trying to kill that fucking devil. Yeah.
KGZ from my man Ballhead Fred. You know, that track was banned off YouTube, banned off of course, Facebook. Very interested on that one because I see people throw up, you know, swastikas, nooses, and all of that all night long. But that's another story. Somebody called back in here. I want to know if there's, give them at least a 30 seconds on your mind at 216-703. What's going on with you?
Blackout Sound once again. I just want to just say this. Sometimes you can do all you can do for yourself in this music industry, and it's people that block you, and all them notions and all this knowledge about you can hold yourself where you at. I feel what they saying, and it's logically true, but at the end of the day, look at all the barricade and the blocks before you make allegations and work how I work in this game, and then you'll understand really how it really is. Black House Hound, Joe Legacy, the founder. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you very much. I've been doing this for so many years, and I still go through blocks and barricades. It's still there. So you just come through it, and you run through it, and you walk through it. As a matter of fact, very thankful for the Ohio Hip Hop Awards and a few other things that's been earned. So yeah, there'll always be those type of things that you have to acknowledge and get through. You don't acknowledge it, you can't step through it. One story that I wanted to get to that's very interesting. About a month ago, I was talking with someone who had asked me how I earned the title of Walking Revolution on a couple of tracks. And it's because of driving without a license and making key mistakes that finally caught up with me. In other words, driving isn't a right, it's a privilege. At least that's what the judge said. But anyway, a friend of mine who drives started telling me horror stories of dealing with people who don't drive. I was glad that, well, I guess he shared his observations, even though some of them surprised myself, because in Cleveland, we have the RTA, a.k.a. the Regional Transit Authority, and 80% run all night long. So the person level with me that they feel some kind of way, as my man Ronnie B might say, when a person who knows that their buses stop running for the night and all of a sudden asks for a ride home. Now, he told me he doesn't know how they do it in other cities, but doesn't Cleveland have bus schedules? And I was letting him know, well, they do. But I remarked, I use mine, which started me to think about how I live life. I mean, I live in Cleveland. So I know better than to depend on people. So I use my schedules, like if, just pitch it out there, 37, 39, 34, 21, all bus routes start running. They stop running at a certain time. Then I know that even I want to stay, I might want to stay for a five-hour show, but I cut it down to 2 hours to be out, you know, at least before the last thing runs. Now, unless you work it out in advance by carpool or a guaranteed ride home, someone's car may already be full. Let's think about that. Someone's car may already be full or there may be going in a totally different direction. And the reason I put that out is it's hard to see brothers and especially sisters stuck or stranded. So definitely think about what it is that you're doing. Make wise decisions for yourself, because basically speaking, we have to. We need to think about, you know, those type of things. And I did want to throw out there real quick, since I have a little bit of time, I already know who I should leave out on. And it's basically by request. You know, I'd gone to a debate between Armand Budish and Jack Schron. Well, you know, Jack Schron spoke on bipartisanship and believes that, you know, listing a candidate's party can cause preconceived ideas. Now, you know, case in point, I'll say that Schron might back criminal reform so that past offenders get second chances. He opened Jergens Inc. 30 years ago in Collinwood, and by cleaning the lot up, the Cleveland Food Bank moved in. Co-founded Tulane University, where 210,000 people learn manufacturing. Collinwood's in my area. The part he was in was a lot, well, majority black. Now, keep watch, because guy's a Republican. Now, the reason I throw that up there is that on Saturday morning the past week, the most amazing thing happened. As Man in the Streets, the Brown Report newspaper, who has the Power Radio, which is a blog talk radio show that happens at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. I think their number is like 914-338-0665. We had a press conference where lifelong Democrat Senator Shirley Smith spoke on it being time to stop voting because of party as well as Democratic name recognition. I find this very, very interesting because, like I was just telling and speaking to one of our earlier phone callers, always have to give credit where credit is due. Bored and Restless Radio, you name it. Had to give that plug one more time. But you know, once again, with our quality of life and the type of trouble that it's in from our school system, taxes, it's time to start thinking about certain things. And it's very interesting that, as State Senator Shirley Smith put it, and several other Democratic mayors as well as Republicans and everything like that, let's take a look at what is going on so that you stop having the same old tired candidates claiming they represent us just because they're from one party or another. If we start and stop and take a look at where we are, we can bring things the correct way and cause people to quote-unquote act right. It kind of goes along with what was said earlier on in one of the, we'll say, thought processes, that what if some of the council people, instead of this year, had last year played hardball, notice what was going on, and didn't give unequivocal support. Because last year is no different from this year. The tale of two cities that Mike Polensic calls it, where downtown and adjacent areas have new parks and improved services, while at the same time the neighborhoods are outlined with, of course, crime and violence and have to fend for themselves. That didn't just start this year. That problem was last year, the year before, and what have you. So with that being said, I want to give a shout out to, of course, the studio of Black House Sounds, sound engineer who tweaked everything, my man Emax the Image, Varsity Music, MC, did a nice little track on that back, Jack Schron. And before I leave out, by request, you might not have realized it was a request, but it was. Let's give you something. My man Emax the Image did a track, one of the nicest renditions or covers of a song I've ever heard. Talk to you all soon. Stay safe. Peace.